Wishing you a beautiful Tuesday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So yesterday I threw it open to all of you to ask you if you wanted a week of meditation audios, if you wanted teachings purely on how to meditate, or if you wanted a combination of both. So it was actually quite close in the results of what you guys wanted. The winning result was people wanted a combination of both, but very close behind that was people just wanting meditation audios. So what I've decided to do is make today's teaching all about meditation, the benefits of it and how to do it. And then I'm going to do a couple of days of meditations and then another teaching at the end of that around how to develop your meditation practice a little bit more. So I mentioned yesterday that I teach guided meditation classes most Sundays. And in that, it's a very powerful experience because I'm watching people while I'm teaching, you know, looking at their bodies and their movements and whether I can see them actually relaxing. It's very interesting to see people, you know, maybe be twitching or whatever at the start and then actually go into a deep relaxation. And then obviously when people come out of the meditation, it's very interesting to hear what kind of experiences they had. And yesterday was kind of a profound class because actually I had a huge amount of cancellations just for whatever reason this weekend. And I wasn't really sure whether to run the class because the numbers were quite low. And I thought, no, just go ahead, because I actually get so much from teaching meditation myself because it brings me into a very relaxed state. And after doing the meditation, one of the girls who attends quite regularly but would be quite new to meditation and wouldn't be very spiritual as such, in the sense that she believes in something but wouldn't like connect in to a lot of her intuition or her higher self or anything. And she had a remarkable experience at the Sunday's class where in the place that I guided her to, her father, who had died when she was 7, actually appeared in the meditation with her. And in the meditation, I got them to walk across a bridge and he actually accompanied her across the bridge and then sat down at the river where I'd asked them to sit in the visualization and talk to her. What was really interesting was that happened for her, that she connected in with that. She was very emotional afterwards. She said she'd never had that and seen that. And when he had passed when she was 7, and in the meditation, she was actually her 7-year-old self. And I just thought to myself, this is the reason we were meant to do the class today. Like, you know, for her to have that experience. But before the class, I was deciding, you know, every week I do a different topic or a different theme, what I would do. And I wanted to do one about meeting your guardian angel or meeting someone who'd passed over and get them to give you some guidance. But because I was trying to gauge the class and whether they'd be open to that, I wasn't really sure, so I decided not to. And even though I decided not to, somebody had that experience anyway. So that's why I was discussing the kind of powerful energy that meditation brings. I know we hear a lot about meditation, mindfulness, and all of that. And I also know that it can be very hard to switch the mind off and stop it. But for me, and I actually explained this at the class on Sunday when this girl shared her experience with us all, that really meditation is such a powerful tool, because when you can go into a place of connecting to something higher, you're really listening to your own intuitive voice. And I think sometimes we think that meditation is purely just to be able to get the mind to stop chattering. And it's not really even about that. Your mind is activated all the time, but in meditation, it's like you see the thoughts, but you're like, okay, it's okay for them to go out there and I'll deal with them later on. But it also can be a very healing way. I like people to release something during meditation. I want them to think about their worries and to think about what's stressing them out and actually physically feel them or see them leave the body and dissolve. So it's like they're going into that space and watching it leave the body through different light, through different visualization techniques I bring them through their breathing as well. And then I like them to focus on where they want to go, or I might focus on things they need to bring more of into their life and actually seeing that happening as well. So that is, to me, a good part of meditation. Also, meditation is a very powerful tool around visualization. So when I meditate, I use guided meditation meditation music or relaxation music, because I need that to kind of help me drift off. I do the breathing exercises, deep breathing first, then coming back into my normal breathing. And if I'm very distracted, I might find myself trying to do that for 10 or 15 minutes and I can't. And then I'm like, okay, just literally just lie here and listen to the music and see what happens. And that can be one way of doing it. Breathing exercises, purely right through meditation, is another way. When I meditate, I do one or two things. Is where a lot of times my own guardian angel and people who've passed over who are very close to me, like my granny, would come through, and I literally visualize myself sitting around a table or sitting around a floor with them and just literally talking to them. And in the meditation, I'm saying, look, you know, this is what I'm worried about or what I'm fearful about, and this is what I'm experiencing, and is there any guidance? And the guidance might be coming from them, or it may be coming from me, whatever way it's coming through me and I can hear it, and that feels good. Other times I just really need to calm down and reset, you know, so I might have had a very stressful week and I feel disconnected from myself, so I meditate to come into that connective point, and I float off somewhere else. And then in other places or other times, I actually visualize myself walking through a scenario of what I want to achieve in my life, or I picture myself at a place in my life where I'd like to be, and I hold that picture very near and it becomes very real. So meditation is not just about sitting in silence and fighting away all the thoughts that come up. It's a powerful tool for connecting with yourself, for hearing the voice that you may not hear in the chatter and the noise that's otherwise there, to visualize, to connect to loved ones who've passed, to hear your own higher intuitive voice come right through you, to offer you guidance that's going to lead you into a more balanced and more aligned place in your life. And I suppose that's what I wanted to share with you. And the meditations that I do, and I haven't been doing many many meditations as often as I normally would. And that hasn't been for any reason, just the topics we've been doing have actually been quite in-depth. So that's why this week I was like, you know, I really should be doing more of that, and I wanted to see what you all wanted. But think of it like that. Think of it as a tool to connect to your mind in the intuitive side. Think of it as a tool to heal, to release, you know, the de-stressing, the rebalancing all comes as part of these different things. Think of it as an opportunity to connect to something bigger than you, you know, from where you come from and everything that you can experience in that. Some people fall asleep in meditation, that definitely happens in the classes I teach. I don't care, because I know that they're taking it in on some level, but also if they just need to sleep and rest in peacefulness for an hour with beautiful music and essential oils burning, you know, and their cozy blankets over them, that's even better. So I suppose today I just wanted to say I suppose for me, they're personal experiences, but they're also experiences I've seen. I've been teaching guided meditation classes since 2012. And really, I had done a lot of classes in meditation in one of the Buddhist centers in town in Dublin here. It used to be located, I think it might still be there, I don't know, beside the old Meath Hospital in Dublin. And I started that back in 2007. And I always went on. And that was pure silent meditation. The first time I ever went into the Buddhist center, I took my shoes off, I went in, and she's like, and now we'll meditate. And she rang the bell, the little dong thing, and then an hour later, she hit the thing again, that was the end. And I was like, oh my God, an hour of just sitting. You know, it was the first time I'd ever done anything like that, and I loved it. Even though I found it hard to concentrate, I loved the sense of just peacefulness in that time. So when the mind is full of chatter, and the mind is full of worry, and the mind is full of fear, meditation can actually help work through that, you know. And as I said, in my meditation classes, they're obviously a lot longer. Like when you're getting meditations from me, they're 5 minutes max, kind of 10 minutes. This is like an hour class, and we generally do about 50 minutes of meditation. So there's releasing, there's healing, there's clearing, there's all of these different things, and that's what I use it for. But you can do that in 5 minutes, and just creating that space for you. And also, just to say on that, meditation doesn't have to come in the form of the way I teach, which is lying down or listening to a guided meditation. Meditation can come in the form of, you know, playing music. I've said this loads of times, I know. I went back to piano there back 2 years ago, and I found that so meditative, because in the moment I was concentrating on the keys, concentrating on the notes, concentrating on getting everything right. And what I found was, I wasn't thinking about anything else. The chatter and the worry and the fear was gone out of my mind because I was in concentration. You can get that from very creative energies, like, you know, painting, drawing, playing, you know, if you have kids or nieces or nephews or any children in your life, it's by playing with them and really just being in that present moment in time. So that is really it for today around this. I've gone on now for 10 minutes, but I just wanted to give you a bit of an insight into the power that meditation has and the power that it can have in your life. Because I know some of you who are members, you know, who've been in touch with me before, you're like, meditation, just don't like it, don't do it, don't do it when you send it out, have no interest. I totally get that. But I hope those of you who feel like that are actually listening to this audio might look at it in a different way. So look forward to connecting with you throughout the week, and I hope that you get something from this teaching today and from the teachings to follow. Have a great day.